This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Disney announced this week that they'll be creating its long-rumored Star Wars land at both their parks here in Anaheim and Orlando, Florida. The 14-acre Star Wars-themed area will include a whole new Star Wars planet, putting you into the middle of an epic battle between the First Order and the Resistance. Another of the attractions will put you behind the controls of Han Solo's Millennium Falcon starship. The rest of the area will include a cantina, restaurants, and stores with park employees dressed as different Star Wars characters. There's been no opening date set yet for the Star Wars-themed expansion, but we'll keep you in the loop. U2 have hinted that their next album, Songs of Experience, will be released next year. This will be the second of a possible three new albums from the band, this time exploring the 70s, 80s, and 90s. U2 will begin the European leg of their Innocence and Experience tour in Turin, Italy, September the 4th. Prince has announced the release of his new experimental record, Hit and Run, September the 7th. For someone who has spent his career virtually eliminating any presence of his content on YouTube and also off streaming sites, the news that he's given Jay-Z's troubled Tidal music service the exclusive is surprising, to say the least. Prince said, quote, "Tidal has honored us with a non-restrictive arrangement that allows us to continue making art in the fashion we've grown accustomed to, and we're extremely grateful for their generous support." Hit and Run will be available on the 7th of September. Mel B hopes the Spice Girls will reunite for their 20th anniversary tour next year. Despite her America's Got Talent hosting gig, she's been very vocal about reuniting with the girls in the past few years. Although all five members have taken their own path since their breakup, they've all remained close. The question is, though, is that what the other girls want? What they really, really, well, you know. The star of the hit show Empire, Terrence Howard, is having marital problems. Again. His marriage to third wife Mira Pack ended in divorce on July the 27th. At the same time, a separate court proceeding with second wife Michelle Gent ended with closing arguments. Divorce paperwork obtained by LA Spins revealed Pack, 38, filed for the secret split back in March when she was pregnant with the couple's first child. Terrence Howard is on one of the hottest shows on television, but he just can't seem to figure out the marriage thing. Don Henley has announced the first tour dates in support of his new solo album, Cass County. The Eagles co-founder will kick off the tour on October the 3rd in Phoenix and is currently scheduled to stay on the road through November the 12th with an LA stop at the Forum October the 9th. Sean Colvin will be Henley's supporting act for each of the dates. Cass County, due September the 25th, is Henley's fifth solo album and ends a 15-year gap between releases that stretches back to 2000's Inside Job. Henley has been on the road with the Eagles over the years and was a part of the 2007 double album Long Road Out of Eden. The new album was announced several years ago, but it's been a long, slow process writing and recording the songs that would finally make the final cut. Recorded in Nashville, Henley says he recorded it with some of Nashville's best musicians, and he enjoyed the experience more than any other album in his career. Cass County from Don Henley is due out September the 25th. Carlton Cuse and Ryan Condal's Colony represents another high-concept swing for the USA Network following the success of the summer drama Mr. Robot. Starring Lost's Josh Holloway and The Walking Dead's Sarah Wayne Callies, the series follows one family's struggle to survive and bring freedom back to the people of an occupied future Los Angeles. Holloway plays former FBI agent Will Bowman, while Callies plays his wife Katie. After being separated from their son during the invasion, the couple are willing to do whatever is necessary to be reunited with him. Colony also serves as a reunion for Cuse and Holloway, who previously collaborated on Lost. Holloway insisted that his new character is at the other end of the spectrum from his bad boy role as Sawyer. He said, quote, "In my other show, Sawyer would live for himself pretty much. I'm not trying to get off the island and out. I'm trying to get back to my son and reunite our family, and ultimately to find a way to help the human race. Colony will make its debut in early 2016. Uggie the dog, who became a canine star after his memorable role in the Oscar Best Picture winner The Artist, has died. He was 13. The Jack Russell Terrier was euthanized this week after battling prostate cancer, according to his owner, LA animal trainer Omar Von Mueller. "Our beloved boy has passed away," he wrote in a post. Uggie was most famous for his role as Jean Desjardins' furry friend in 2011's silent film The Artist, which nabbed 5 Academy Awards. Uggie also appeared in the Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis comedy The Campaign, the Reese Witherspoon, Robert Pattinson film Water for Elephants, and Bone star David Boreanaz's Mr. Fix-It. Uggie won the Palme Dog Award at the 2011 Cannes Film Festival and the 2012 Golden Collar Award. He was the first canine to have a paw print ceremony at the Chinese Theater here in Hollywood.
The Trash Bin.
Kim Kardashian and the entire Kardashian fam,
minus Rob Kardashian,
are in St. Bart's filming for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and guess who they're going to allow in the show? Kim and Kanye's kid, Northwest. Northwest will be making a major splash next season on the show, an insider tells LA Spins. "We recently made a joke here that it wouldn't be long before Northwest had her own show. Well, this is a step towards that." Previously, Kim normally shielded North from the reality TV cameras, and if she's ever on the show, it's just the back of her head that was visible. But the family is doing everything they can to ramp up their storylines to help boost their declining ratings. So bring on baby Northwest to spike those ratings. Is nothing sacred? In the Kardashian empire, absolutely nothing.
The news wrap-up.
A hefty 80% of 1,000 Apple Watch owners surveyed in the US and UK have already used Apple Pay at least once and find it magical. Firefox is trying to unseat Microsoft Edge as the default browser in Windows 10. Uber launched its on-demand food delivery service called Uber Eats in its hometown, San Francisco. It promises to deliver food from some of San Francisco's most trendy restaurants in minutes.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie,
Straight Outta Compton, remained number one at the box office, bringing its total to $111 million.
The number one album,
Kill the Lights, the new album from country artist Luke Bryan, beat out Dr. Dre for the top spot.
The number one app,
Minecraft Pocket Edition, remains the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book,
Ghost Set a Watchman by Harper Lee, retakes the top position on the bestsellers list. Carly Rae Jepsen hails from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and her song Call Me Maybe reached number one in 18 countries and was the top-selling single of 2012. Wherever you went in the world, the song followed you, which is every performer's dream. Now, after being in the recording studio for many months, Carly Rae's new record, Emotion, is available now. Here's Carly Rae Jepsen with the song of the week, Run Away With Me. from her brand new album, Emotion, available now. That was Carly Rae Jepsen with the song of the week, Run Away With Me.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.